Welcome to the College Prep Genius Radio Show, where we can answer all your questions about getting college for free. Today, your host is Jean Burke, the author of College Prep Genius, The No-Brainer Way to SAT Success, and you can find her at collegeprepgenius.com. And I'm the moderator, Felice Gerwitz. Welcome. Welcome. My name is Felice Gerwitz, and I am the moderator of College Prep Genius Radio today. And with me on the line is Jean Burke, who is not only the author and creator of the College Prep Genius program, but is an amazing speaker, and she does classes. So check out her website at collegeprepgenius.com to find out more information about where Jean is. She might be at a location near you, or you could bring her in. And today we are going to be talking about a topic that I am very interested in, and that is the essay portion of the SAT. And so we're going to be discussing that with Jean today. Well, welcome, Jean.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, you know, Jean, you and I have talked off and on about so many different topics, and I was excited that you were going to do a show on this, because this is a stickler point for a lot of kids. And, you know, we keep hearing all of these rumors. This weekend I was at an entire softball baseball weekend. I was sharing with you before we went live, and I was talking to a lot of parents who are very concerned about their kids taking the SAT, and especially looking at scholarships and things like that, because they are really heavy in the academics. So I'm glad to say that we are going to do an all sports topic at one point with scholarships and information for kids who want to play. Today we're going to be discussing the essay portion of the SAT in particular, and my kids are going to be doing some dual enrollment. And so when we were at the college, They were able to opt out of the testing. There's a PERT test, a P-E-R-T, that colleges require if you're going to do any kind of dual enrollment. And because their SAT scores, Jean, were so good, having taken the college prep, they were exempted out. Let's talk about this essay. And interestingly enough, a lot of the scores are not requiring that. So, you know, like on some of the sports things that I'm filling out, they're just asking for the reading and the math portion, and they're not even asking for the essay. So that seems a little bit strange when they made such a big deal that the essay portion was equally, you know, weighted with the it's 500. Well, first of all, let's back way up. Let's talk about overall, what is the, like, a perfect score on the SAT?
Perfect score is a 12. There are two judges, and what they do is they score it on a 1 to 6. So if both judges gave your student a 6, that would be 12, and that is a perfect score. And I do want to tell you, you're right. Many colleges still, even after the SAT has been around since 2005, only require the math and the critical reading section. But here's something that most people do not know, and that is, if a college admissions counselor is on the fence about your child's application, they use the essay as the determining factor. So therefore, that's why the kids still should do very well on this part. It's not something they should blow off, even if the school is not even considering it. So, These admissions counselors are looking, you know, they're still looking at it, and they're still often reading it, even if it's not counted. So, And the reason they did, you're right, they made a big deal about it. What happened was, prior to 2005, a lot of the colleges were finding that the incoming freshmen couldn't write on a college level. And this was especially true in California. And the reason I say that is because a gentleman in California, his name was, Robert Atkinson, went to the College Board and literally demanded an essay. He said, you know, if you don't put an essay on the SAT, we, the state of California, will no longer use the SAT. Well, they are 9% of the market. So, of course, money talks. And so now the reason the essay was even put on was based on the fact that it came down to money. So, but mm-hmm. it is so important that the kids do well on it.
Right. And so, you know, it's really interesting. You know, I write, as some of you may know, I have a publishing company and I'm an author. And my children write well, but the essay portion of the SAT is really an interesting thing. And I was teasing my children when they were practicing that they were having such difficulty. So they said, well, you try it. Here are the, you know, they watched your videos, Jean. So they gave me the cliff notes. I had watched it with them, but, of course, forgot, you know, half of it if I'm not sitting there taking copious notes. And so they gave me, you know, the key as you have it in your class, and I tried to do it and it was very difficult. So we're going to break that down a little bit for you today. And also, we are going to talk about, we have another show that we're going to talk about the common misconceptions of the SAT, a little bit, later this, not in this recording, but the next recording we do in the series. And we also want to share with you some of what is being talked about for 2016. We are currently in 2015 recording this, and there is a new SAT coming out. And that was another thing. I was sitting with parents all weekend, and these are parents. These are the, I call them the luxury teams. They're not luxury teams. They're the travel teams, but they are pretty pricey. And so, you know, it just seems like a big overkill for me at some point. We had to decide to do this because Ann does want to play in college and so does Michael. And this is a showcase is what it really is called. So it showcases the kids' ability. And then while they're playing on the field, the parents are talking. And one of the moms, you know, was saying, well, there's going to be a new SAT out. Have you heard of it? And I was shocked saying, well, I know a lady who knows a lot about the SAT, so I'm going to ask her about that. So today we're going to talk about, you know, the current essay and then what is coming down the road in the new essay. So let's just talk about the current essay, Jean, and why it's a little bit different than what the kids do with their writing typically.
Well, and I think that's the misconception of this standardized test in general. Students approach it very much like it's a class at school, whether it's an English class or whatever. And, you know, you can't do it that way. You have to look at it completely different. The thing about the SAT essay right now for the next year is that the students are given 25 minutes to write an essay on a topic they have no clue on, and it's worth 30% of their grade. So there's a lot of pressure on these kids. The great thing, as you watch my videos, you know that basically if you just understand what they're looking for, you can pretty much write 75% of the essay before you ever walk in the door. And so really all you're doing is filling in about 25%, and it really doesn't even matter what the topic is about. But what happens is 10 days after the actual SAT, the College Board takes all the essays, they scan them into the computer, and they send them out to all the judges across the nation. Now, these judges start grading papers from 7 o'clock in the morning until 10 o'clock at night. So they're going through lots and lots of papers. And what they do is they read through it one time very quickly, and then they write down their first impression. So, you know, from 1 to 6, you know, they look at it very holistically, and what was my first thought about this impression? So let's say they put down a 4. Then they go back through and skim it, and they really only look for about 5 things, and they spend about 30 seconds grading it. So if they gave you, let's say, a 4 first time through, after going back through it, they might, you know, change it to a 5 or keep it a 4. I mean, they rarely go up more than 1 point or so that second time through. So it's really important that the first time through that their first impression is really great. You know, there's some really cool things that how to give that first impression by, you know, making your paper sound smart. So it's not very long, and that is because these judges are not checking out what a great writer your child is. There's no way. I mean, we are talking tens of thousands of essays, even as much as a million, I mean, if there's a million kids taking this at one time, that are all very, very subjective. So the College Board has to have a very objective grading system to grade very subjective tests. And that is why they look for just basically five things. So, I think once the kids know that, it really doesn't matter. It takes the fear out of it, regardless of what the topic is about.
Right. And so, you know, that's one of the reasons I highly recommend, Jean's video course, because it does give you some really good specifics about what to do to prepare ahead of time. And I have to tell you, Jean, what was really difficult for me, but I will give you that information in just a minute. We are going to take a quick commercial break here, and when we come back, we will discuss more of the nuances of the essay as well as what to expect in the future.
With College Prep Genius, free college can happen to you. That's right. It's never too early to start thinking about test prep to secure your future. Imagine getting free tuition, room and board, free grad school, and more based on your SAT score. College Prep Genius is the key to free. This award-winning, nationally featured program teaches students the logic behind the SAT. You'll learn to answer every question in 30 seconds, raise your score as much as 600 points, and go to the college of your dreams for free. Visit collegeprepgenius.com to know more.
Well, hi and welcome back. My name is Felice Gerwitz, and I am the moderator of the College Prep Genius radio show. And with me is Jean Burke. And if you are looking for this episode, please look for episode 10 at the Ultimate Homeschool Radio Network.com. You can find the show button for College Prep Genius right there on the front page, and just find episode 10 for the show notes for the essay portion of the SAT. And before we went to break, Jean, I was sharing that I ended up taking the SAT essay portion because I was giving my kids a hard time about taking it. And so when I started taking the essay, I ran into a major snag, because one of the things that they want you to do is to take a side or a position. And we work really, really hard in our normal world outside of academia to see both sides of things, you know, to be compassionate. Yes, we can have convictions and have, you know, something that we believe in, but a lot of times we want to teach our children as well as ourselves, you know, this both seeing both sides of everything, especially I think being a mom, you know, and a parent, you want to be able to, you know, see the big picture. And so when I had to take a position on something that I really wasn't passionate about, like I could care less about whatever the topic was that I was given by my kids, you know, it was really difficult to stay the course and to substantiate it, you know, with three different things and to make my, you know, ironclad case, you know, and it was really, really hard for me, and then I could understand where they were coming from and what they were, you know, telling me their difficulty was in doing the essay. Have you heard, you know, has anyone else complained about that same thing?
Oh, absolutely, because most students in school, when they're in an English class and they're writing a paper, you know, they tend to do more of a comparison paper or, you know, basically back up both sides, you know, with various facts. You know, the number one main problem that students have on the SAT when it comes to the essay is, and what drops their score completely in half, is not following directions. In other words, the average SAT essay score is a 6, which means two judges gave that student a 3, which totaled 6. And the number one reason they do that is because you get a 3 based on inconsistent point of view. And so what happens is, let's say you're given an example, does the media help or hinder our view of foreign affairs? Well, most students look at that and say, you know, well, sometimes the media helps us and sometimes they hinder us. But that's not what the question asks. they want you to say, does the media hinder us or does the media help us? Or another example might be, is the library a better resource for information than the public? I'm sorry. Is the internet a better resource? Is the internet a better resource for information than the public library? Well, what most students are going to do, they're going to talk about all the good points of the internet, and they're going to talk about all the good points of the library. But what that's going to ultimately do is drop their score in half, 2 or 3, from both judges. What they need to talk about is they need to pick one side only, and it doesn't even matter which side they pick. The judges mm-hmm. are not biased on whether you say help, or whether you say hinder, or whether you say yes, the internet's better, or no, it's not. They just want you to take a stand and give relevant examples of why you chose that side, and you don't even have to agree with it. So I think it's a very difficult habit to break that students have, but if they understand that all you have to simply do is follow directions, you know, choose yes, choose no, doesn't matter. They're not going to come knock on your door and say, well, do you really think the internet is a better resource or do you not think it is? I mean, it really makes no difference. So whatever the question is asking, just pick one side or the other, and it does not matter which one. So, yes, it is a bit training differently than the actual test. But you know what? Again, there's got to be some sort of objective grading system for a bunch of subjective essays. And so that's one of the things that they do. And so it's life-changing. I've got many kids with perfect essay scores. And so it's really a matter of what are these judges looking for. And you do have to remove it. You know, you have to separate the SAT and the SAT essay from just normal English essays. It's not the same. So
right.
You're very right. So and you're not going to have either. So.
Go ahead. Well, the other thing is that you can make up stuff. This is the thing that I have one child that is really good at it, like incredibly good at it. And, you know, like if you were giving them examples and like quoting different people. And so I had a hard time with that because, like my son would make up this quote that was excellent by somebody I'd never heard of. And, you know, and I said, where did this come from? And he said, oh, I totally made it up, but it fit. I needed, I said, you know, so that was, you know, because apparently they don't have enough time to verify the information in the essay.
Well, it's not even so much that. What they use as criterion is that if the example were true, would it fit the topic? So if your child says something like Washington as a young boy got picked up by an alien, that is obviously not believable. You know, that would not be a very good example. But they might have a topic, something about is lying ever justifiable? And so the student might say, well, you know, during the Civil War in the 32nd Regiment of Virginia, General John Montgomery was faced with a very similar situation. And incorporate a situation of, you know, being faced whether to be deceptive or not. And so what the judges look at that, and they're not going to go to the internet and search the Civil War. They spend 30 seconds on your paper. But what they do is they look at that example and say, okay, you know, if that were a true statement, whether it is or not, that would absolutely fit with the topic. So that's why you're able to do that. It, you know, this is not, you know, most high scoring essays are made up. So that really is relevant. They're just seeing how well these students can write a smart-sounding, logical paper in a 25-minute period on a topic they literally had no clue on what they were going to do when they first walked in the door.
Mm-hmm. So it's okay. So we've covered, I think, you know, a few points anyway. You know, your course is so much more extensive on the essay. But coming up is the new SAT, and there are rumors about that, you know, we were discussing. And so how is that going to change the essay portion?
Well, the two probably main features that are changing, number one, it's going to a 50-minute, 5-0 time frame. And then the second thing is that it's going to be optional. Now, just like I said in the very, very beginning, you know, if students are given the opportunity to either write the essay or not write the essay, what are they going to do? They're probably not going to write it. Exactly. Again, to their detriment if they take that stand, because going back to the fact that these colleges are still going to be reading the essay and they still could be using it as a determining factor. You know, when I've met with many, many colleges, most of them have, each department has several full rides, whether it's the English department or the science department or whatever, that they're allowed to give out to students. And, you know, what is it about your child that's going to stand out versus someone else? You know, if this one child wrote the essay and this other child didn't, and they're pretty much equal in most things, the college is going to go with the child who wrote the essay. They know this is a person who went the second mile. This is a person who took the initiative. This is a person who went beyond the call of duty, so to speak. You know, by the end of the freshman year, 25% of kids have dropped out of college, and by the end of the sophomore year, 50% have dropped out. And about one-third ultimately will graduate from college that enrolled as a freshman. And so these college admissions counselors know that probably two-thirds of the people that they're speaking to will never even finish the course. So they do not want these scholarships to go to waste. So they need to have some kind of judging criterion and to say, okay, who am I going to give this scholarship to? Which is the one that I think is going to be, you know, the one who will finish. I mean, they don't have a crystal ball. They can't look into the future.
Right.
But what they have to look at what they have in front of them.
Right. And that was the thing, too, that we were discussing is how do you stand out, you know, for your children to be seen, you know, as somebody that college wants to have on campus, because it looks good for them, you know, to have kids that are scoring higher, you know, on average. That's one of the things you look at when you are on websites is they'll have their average, you know, criteria for entrance into the college. And then the secondary part of it is, you know, for the scholarships, and you'll see those numbers. So they want to have as many of those numbers that they can. And so, you know, there is, like you've said so many times, Jean, there's a lot of scholarship money out there, but people just are just not aware of it. And you know, we are definitely going to be talking about that in upcoming shows. So it's important to stand out. So taking that essay then, in your opinion, it would help you stand out to that college.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, anything else you want to add about the essay portion before we end today's show?
Sure. I think everything to keep in mind on the new SAT, you know, again, even though you're not necessarily bringing in previous knowledge, more so, you can probably have most of your essay written, even though you're going to be looking at some outside papers that they're basically going to be giving you some kind of relevant work that you're looking at, and then you're writing your essay on it. But keep in mind, even the SAT, new SAT essays that they've released, the ones that got perfect scores still only had about 500 words. So we're talking, you know, again, there's a very, very objective way to grade these papers, because certainly everybody's going to have different opinions and they're going to write completely different. So it's definitely learnable. It's definitely something that the kids can have confidence in. You know, they can walk in the door, you know, whatever previously high-quality source prompt that they give them, you know, they can still know that when they write this essay, they're basically addressing a very broad audience, or whether they're conveying an argument or examining some sort of ideas, you know, there is a very consistent way to still get a perfect score regardless of the changes. So it's still standardized. And I know we're going to be talking about the myths of standardized testing, but if you understand that standardized or standardization basically means it's the same thing every time, that's why these tests are learnable, and that's why you can figure them out.
Wonderful. Well, we can figure it out with your help, Jean. So I appreciate it. Oh, gosh. Just all that you do and you know, you giving your time for this podcast, because it is just your schedule is amazing. So But thank you so much for today's session. I appreciate it, as do the listeners. And we are going to be recording one on the myths of SATs coming up and talk about the ACT as well. I also want to ask the listeners, if you would go to iTunes and give the show a rating, you can look for College Prep Genius on iTunes or any podcast player on your phone. Visit the website as well as share it with a friend. There are a ton of social media buttons on this website, so go to the College Prep Genius radio show and share it with your friends. We would really appreciate it. Well, thank you, Jean, and we'll talk to you again soon. Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Lee.
Well, thanks so much for listening to College Prep Genius. You can find more episodes at collegeprepgenius.com/show or listen on iTunes or your favorite podcast app on your phone, on your computer, on the go. Just remember, visit collegeprepgenius.com for more information.